forget it. Don't run your fingers through my hair. Yeah, that's right, I'm being stubborn. No, I don't wanna go back upstairs. I'm gonna leave for work without a goodbye kiss. But as I'm driving off, just remember this. I'll never leave, I'll never stray. My love for you will never change. But I ain't ready to make up, we'll get around to that. I think I'm right, I think you're wrong. I'll probably give in before long. Please don't make me smile. I just wanna be mad for a while. But I ain't ready to make up, we'll get around to that. I think I'm right, I think you're wrong. I'll probably give in before long. Please don't make me smile. I just wanna be mad for a while. I just wanna be mad for a while. I just wanna be mad for a while. Just wanna be mad for a while.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio, we're real country. 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Abortion rights advocates praising a Supreme Court decision on a key abortion rights case out of Idaho. The court kicking the case back down to lower courts, but in doing so has cleared the way for women in the state to receive emergency abortions in order to protect the mother's health. It's debate day for President Biden and former President Trump.
The Biden campaign sees this as a real jumpstart moment, a chance for them to break through to a larger audience. And they hope those critical undecided voters who haven't really engaged in this race yet. That's why they pushed for this early debate.
ABC's Mary Bruce. Fewer Americans applied for unemployment benefits last week, but the total number of Americans collecting jobless benefits rose to the highest level in more than 2 years, according to the Labor Department. Bolivians in support of the country's president rallying outside the presidential palace a day after a failed coup attempt by military forces that briefly gained control of the capital's main square with armored vehicles. This is ABC News. Jury deliberations continue in the trial of Karen Reed, the Massachusetts woman accused of killing her boyfriend, who was a Boston police officer. ABC's Ariel Reshef with more.
The latest in a drama-filled trial that divided a community in the high-profile murder trial of Karen Reed, accused of hitting her police officer boyfriend with her SUV, then leaving him for dead. Reed, long denying she played any role in the 2022 death of her boyfriend, John O'Keefe.
I think things went too far. It was late. There was alcohol involved.
Alleging police tried to hide that O'Keefe died after a fight at the home of a fellow officer.
Reed's legal team insists O'Keefe was beaten by another officer, then dragged outside and left to die. Walgreens says it will close more than a quarter of its 8,600 stores. The drugstore chain announced third quarter earnings that were worse than expected. The company announced price cuts last month, but the CEO says consumers remain squeezed by inflation. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Dead battery on America's birthday? America's number one battery destination is here to help. AutoZone has free battery testing and charging at every store, and batteries starting at just $79.99. With our 4th of July sale, we have savings to help you red, white, and do any other jobs you've been putting off. It's everything you need to get back on the road. At AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Because now at Staples, you can save up to $50 on your print purchase. From posters and flyers to signs and menus, Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. And with Staples Print Perfect Guarantee, it's done right or it's printed again free. Plus, same-day service is available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. Get it printed right at Staples. And now get up to $50 off your print purchase. And 76, visit staples.com/print for details.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Dunn Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A high pressure system dominates the day, bringing calm winds, partly sunny skies, and cooler highs in the mid-70s. Clouds will start to thicken tonight as light showers push in tomorrow morning, and then storm chances spark up again at night. If you owe back taxes, call Tax Solutions now, 1-800-281-8193. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Two people are dead following a crash in Pewaukee Wednesday morning. A truck driven by a 49-year-old man rear-ended the car of a 76-year-old woman who died from the collision. The truck then headed to a construction zone, hitting two workers. One of them died at the hospital, while the other received non-life-threatening injuries. One youth is dead, another critically injured after a possible drowning incident at an Oak Creek Park last night. First responders found the dead youth in the choppy waters of Lake Michigan, while two others were rescued. One of them reported to have been gasping for air is in critical condition. And respondents to the latest Marquette poll were asked about the criminal convictions of Donald Trump. Among registered Wisconsin voters, 55% agreed with the jury, which found the former president guilty of the charges in his New York hush money trial. 36% say he's not guilty. 9% say they don't know. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Fleet Farm has everything you need for your 4th of July cookout. No matter what your favorite grilling brand is, we've got it. Shop brands like Weber, Traeger, and Pit Boss. Get a Blackstone 28-inch griddle with hood on sale for just $279.99. Plus, pick up two 16-pound bags of Kingsford charcoal briquettes for only $17.99. Get great deals on all the essentials for your holiday cookout at Fleet Farm.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikens. News this hour being brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand. And NTEC, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. Still no official announcement on a new city administrator for the city of Durand. During last night's council meeting, the council met in closed session to talk about the position but took no action. Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron says the city is still finalizing contract details.
We're still going through the process. As we know, we've narrowed things down. We are working with our search firm with some negotiations and so on and so forth. We're presently not set to meet again until the 10th. The possibility of a special meeting may be called once we if things can get finalized.
Current Administrator Scott Rasmussen's last day is July 12th. A six-year-old was seriously injured after being shot in Elgin Tuesday. According to the Wabasha County Sheriff's Department, deputies responded to the home in Elgin and found a child had been shot outside of the home. The Sheriff's Department believes the incident to be accidental, but that shooting is still under investigation. A Minnesota tribe is opening a cannabis dispensary in Red Wing. Island Paisy in the Prairie Island Indian community opened Monday to the public. The dispensary will be offering a range of cannabis products, including flowers from White Earth Nation's cultivation facility, as well as hemp-derived gummies, beverages, and oils from Minnesota businesses. There's a warning about a runaway cow in Chippewa County. The Chippewa County Sheriff's Department took to Facebook earlier this week to say a cow had escaped from a farm on Highway 27 Tuesday and hasn't been caught just yet. Deputies say the cow had broke through a fence and has not let anyone get close since. The sheriff's department says people need to be careful and watch out for the runaway cow if they are driving in the area south of County Highway S in Cadott, especially if they're driving to Country Fest. A New Jersey man is looking at nearly 50 felony counts after investigators say he sent nude pictures and nude videos to an 11-year-old. Prosecutors say 35-year-old Mark Upgrove met the girl who lives in Russ County on Snapchat. He's now being charged with 45 felony counts of exposing a child to harmful material. Upgrove could spend the rest of his life in prison if convicted on all of the counts. There's still no word when he'll be brought to Wisconsin to face the charges here. You're listening to WRDN News.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
You want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Country music singer John Party has filled the final open spot in the 2024 Minnesota State Fair lineup. Party will perform on Wednesday, August 28th. Now, tickets will go on sale this Friday. The Grandstand concert venue is now complete for the 2024 show, featuring a diverse range of music over the 12-day event. You can visit the Minnesota State Fair website for more information on ticket prices or the lineup. The State Fair box office will not be open for in-person sales. Tickets must be purchased online or by phone. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A high pressure system dominates the day, bringing calm winds, partly sunny skies, and cooler highs in the mid-70s. Clouds will start to thicken tonight as light showers push in tomorrow morning, and then storm chances spark up again at night. If you owe back taxes, call Tax Solutions now, 1-800-281-8193. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-205-5350. So if you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, call now. Find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-205-5350 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Texting enrolls you in a reoccurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
10. Nice work.
Thanks. Taking Nugenix Total T makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas, right?
Yes.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yes. Nugenix is a great way to feel stronger with more energy and endurance. And as Frank says, she'll like it too.
Text RADIO to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Text RADIO to 321-321. That's RADIO to 321-321.
The Bucks used the 23rd pick of the NBA draft in the opening round on 6'5 guard A.J. Johnson last night. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. 19-year-old Fresno, California native played last season in the Australian National Basketball League. And for a team that's in need of a win-now player, the Bucks appear to have selected a draft and develop player, General Manager John Horst.
I mean, I really do think he has a combo mentality. Again, like, I think naturally he may grow to be a point guard someday. He really likes to get off the ball, kind of move, play off the cuts, watch a lot of his highlights, a lot of back cutting, finishing at the rim, getting out in transition. So I don't think he's a ball dominant point guard, but I do think he could end up being more of a facilitator point guard down the road.
Bucks have the third pick to start the second and final round of the draft later this afternoon. They could have their shot at a pair of Marquette players with the 33rd overall selection. Both Tyler Kolek and Oso Iguodaro failed to get picked in the opening round of the draft yesterday. Andrew Monasterio singled to drive in the winning run in the 10th inning yesterday. Brewers swept the Rangers with a 6-5 victory at AmFam Field. Jake Bauer's clubbed a grand slam. Jackson Churio an inside-the-park home run. Monasterio doesn't get a lot of chances with this role, but he said it could be worse.
Anything in the big leagues is better than being in the minor leagues. It's true. Yeah, so, like, I'm ready for that, you know. Ready for any moment, whatever spot I have to feel, like, hit, whatever, I'm ready. I'm in the big leagues.
Brewers have the day off today. The Cubs are in for the weekend. U.S. Women's National Soccer Team will have a new look when they take on the world this summer in Paris. The 18-player roster has 9 new faces and will not include superstar Alex Morgan, who was left off the roster while battling an ankle injury. Tickets on sale for Packers Family Night Saturday, August 3rd. In the Midwest League, Cedar Rapids 8, Beloit 6, South Bend beat Wisconsin 5-4. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Truex is set to get back to Music City. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Drivers, start your engines!
Your home for the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series.
Green flag goes in the air and we are underway.
The Motor Racing Network.
Two by two by two, they're about 10 rows deep of double wide racing. Taylor Gray to the bottom. Nick Sanchez outside and they're crashing mid-pack.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
Checkered flag is in the air and Corey Heim has scored the win.
Martin Truex Jr. is looking forward to this weekend's annual trip to the Nashville Super Speedway in Lebanon, Tennessee. He finished second there last year to Ross Chastain after leading 50 laps, a race he fondly remembers.
We had a really strong car at times, and then, you know, at times I just remember being really free and losing the lead and then getting the car better at the end and tracking down Ross and just couldn't find a way around him. So looking forward to going back. It's a fun track. It's been really good the last couple of years.
This Sunday's Ally 400 will be the fourth Cup Series race in Nashville. Chastain, along with Kyle Larson and Chase Elliott, have won the first 3 events there. The weekend in Music City will also include the NASCAR Xfinity Series on Saturday, while the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series will race tomorrow night. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
June is Dairy Month. Did you know that in 1890, the nation's first dairy school was created at UW-Madison? That year, Stephen Babcock created the milk fat test that allowed dairymen to determine which cows produced the richest milk, the best for cheesemaking. That test is still used today, and UW-Madison remains the country's top dairy science department. This June Dairy Month message is brought to you by Security Financial Bank, serving Wisconsin's dairy industry for over 80 years. Visit sfbank.com for more information. Security Financial Bank, member FDIC.
At SFB Security Financial Bank, our agricultural relationship managers don't just know about banking. They possess hands-on experience in the agriculture industry. With long-term expertise and first-hand knowledge of the industry, our staff has your agricultural banking needs covered. Contact us today to learn how we can help. Security Financial Bank, Black River Falls, Bloomer, Durand, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, and River Falls. Member FDIC.
A big green caterpillar might be dining on your tomato plants and causing a lot of damage. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Hornworms can be very destructive, but are fortunately easy to control as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with a 1-Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get-in-the-seat or visit a dealer near you.
If something is munching on your tomato plants, it might be a tomato hornworm. Hornworms are large green caterpillars with a horn-like tail that gives them their name. They can grow up to 4 inches in length, have voracious appetites, and will eat everything on the plant but the stem. But if there are enough caterpillars, they'll eat the stems too. Rick Weinzerl is an extension entomology specialist at the University of Illinois. He says hornworms can appear in your tomato plants at any time.
The moths fly in early to midsummer, but the time that a moth comes out of the pupa and starts to lay eggs for that single species and that single generation is spread over quite a bit of time. So you will see the first hornworm damage with a little hornworm, and 6 weeks later you may see yet some more little hornworms. It's not a new generation, it's just they're spread out. They don't all come out at one time.
Hornworms are easy enough to see that you can pick them off by hand and toss them into a bucket of soapy water to kill them. But if you have a lot of tomato plants, you may need chemical control. Don't wait until the critter is 4 inches long. Weinzerl says as soon as you notice defoliation and know the caterpillar is your culprit, start your treatment.
This is the easiest insect in the world to control with all the BT products, the Bacillus thuringiensis ones. Whether you are an organic grower or not, you probably would choose it because it will not directly kill any of the parasites, it won't kill the predators of aphids, it won't do other bad things. So use an insecticide that kills who you're after, but not everybody else.
Lady beetles and green lacewings are natural enemies of the critter and often prey upon the egg stage and on young caterpillars. Learn more about tomato hornworms at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-579-6610. So if you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, call now. Find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-579-6610 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Is thinning hair or a receding hairline making you self-conscious? Try Hair Grow by New Nordic. Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow. With its patented tocotrienol complex, Hair Grow naturally reduces inflammation in the scalp and is clinically proven to promote new hair growth and increase hair count in as little as 4 months. Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com. Or in stores at your local CVS.
73 in downtown Durand. Once again, good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnekins with a check of farm markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, July milk up 5 to 19.57, August steady at 20.50, September down 1 to 20.59, October milk down 1 to 20.32. Cheese markets were mixed, barrels down 2 to 188, 40-pound blocks up 3 to 191, one trade a barrel, two trade a block on the day, cash butter up 1 and 3 quarters to 310 and 3 quarters, two trades on the day, grade A non-fat dry milk down a half to 118, eight trades on the day, dry whey steady at 48 and a half, no trades on the day. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets, live and feeder cattle markets moving mostly lower today, hogs also moving mostly lower. Now, the market was waiting to see what would happen with the cash markets on the cattle side. And while the box beef prices were higher, some of those export inspection numbers actually started to pressure the markets here. And there is a little bit of profit taking and the trade still kind of waiting before moving the markets higher until those cash prices really develop. Hog markets had been moving higher, but a lot of positioning ahead of the quarterly hogs and pigs report. Now, export inspections, they were looking okay at 39,000 metric tons, and that was encouraging, but markets now have turned mostly lower. June live cattle still up 87 cents to 193.80. August down 22 cents to 186.52. October down 17 cents to 185.95. August feeder cattle down 55 cents to 260.122. September down 60 cents to 260.187. October down 50 cents to 262.40. July hogs down 92 cents to 88.97. August down $1.10 to 87.87. October down 77 cents to 74.60. Meanwhile, at the Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets are relatively flat today as the trade is becoming oversold heading to tomorrow's USDA crop and acreage report. Soybeans, meanwhile, are moving mostly mixed today as we continue to hold the lower end of the trading range. The product complex has turned flat. Near-term moisture should help crop development, along with double crop acres likely to start well with moisture as well. Wheat futures, meanwhile, they're moving mostly higher today as the trade is easing oversold conditions, even as the harvest continues to move forward. July corn down 3/4 to 419 and a quarter. September steady at 425 and a half. New crop down 1/4 to 436 and a quarter. July beans down 2 3/4 to 1160. August down 1.5 to 1140 and 3/4. New crop up 1 1/4 to 1108 and a quarter. July soybean meal down $1.50 to 359.40. July soybean oil up 35 cents to 43.80. Chicago wheat, July up 16 3/4 to 558. September up 15 3/4 to 576 and a quarter. Minneapolis wheat, July up 15 1/4 to 611 and a quarter. September up 13 1/4 to 617 and a quarter. Energy markets today, August crude oil up 62 cents to 81.52, September up 48 cents to 80.67, July gas down a cent to 253, August steady at 252. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with our number two of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Gene editing for healthier animals. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
The Red Angus Association is working to utilize more gene editing applications to promote herd health. Tom Brink, CEO of the Red Angus Association, says they've already moved forward with some applications for gene-edited animals with the breed registry.
A lot of us are trying to figure out exactly what is the right way to handle this new technology and to potentially bring some of those animals into our database. We have decided at Red Angus that we're going to look at this new technology basically one gene edit at a time, and each one will be evaluated on its individual merit. Right now we have approved two gene edits within the Red Angus registry, and that would be for the slick gene, which is naturally occurring, and also the black to red gene edit, which is certainly naturally occurring as well. And so we have some of those animals, a very small number, but we have some of those in our registry already.
There will be more applications as the technology improves.
We will look at any additional edits one at a time. We will catalog those and identify them individually, and so they will be identified with a unique identifier in the database. But that's where we are, and I'm sure there will be others that come along. I mean, the technology is moving. The regulatory side is something that we're all kind of watching closely, because that's going to influence how fast we can really utilize these animals.
The black to red gene edit can keep animals healthier when the temperature climbs.
We've actually done a study on that in the last few years, and we can show that there's about 11 degrees difference in surface temperature on a day when the sun is shining and it's, say, 80 degrees or above. It does make a substantial difference for the southern half of the U.S.
For more information on the proposal, visit the Red Angus Association's. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members, our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Wisconsin egg production in May was 204 million eggs, down 7% from the previous May, according to USDA. The average number of all layers on hand in May was 7.83 million, down 6% from last year. Eggs per 100 layers for May was 2,609, down 1% from a year ago. A pipeline that would carry liquefied carbon dioxide from ethanol plants in five states is a step closer to reality. The Iowa Utilities Board approved the construction of the Summit Carbon Solutions pipeline. The approval means the company can use eminent domain to force landowners to allow construction along the pipeline's 688-mile route. The company hopes to eventually build connecting branches in North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, and Minnesota. USDA says four states will begin voluntary programs to test bulk milk on takes on dairy farms for the H5N1 virus. Louisiana Illuminator said the move's intended to help dairy farmers ship herds across state lines and make it simpler for public health officials to track any spread of the virus. Kansas, Nebraska, New Mexico, and Texas will be in the first round of voluntary participation. Other states are likely to follow. Eric Diebel, acting senior advisor for H5N1 Response, says this list of participating states is just the beginning. It's important for us to get these four states going so the other states can watch how the program works and gain additional confidence in the idea.
He also says the agency is in close conversations with about a dozen other states who are interested in participating. Launching the pilot program is, quote, an important step forward, unquote. U.S. agriculture groups are reacting to USDA's latest proposed Packers and Stockyards rule titled Fair and Competitive Livestock and Poultry Markets. National Cattlemen's Beef Association Vice President of Government Affairs Ethan Lane calls the proposed rule a, quote, direct attack, unquote, on cattle producer profitability. By creating criteria that effectively deems any innovation or differentiation in the marketplace improper, USDA is sending a clear message that cattle producers should not derive any free market benefit, but be paid one low price, regardless of quality, in the name of so-called fairness, he said. National Chicken Council Interim President Gary Kirshner says the latest rulemaking retreads a failed proposal from more than a decade ago, which was written by a plaintiff's lawyer who made money suing poultry companies. The current facelift to the harm-to-competition rule would open the floodgates to frivolous and costly litigation, Kirshner said. The proposal would inflict billions of dollars in economic harm. The National Wheat Foundation hosted a wheat farm tour this week for congressional staff and USDA employees. Wheat grower Eric Spetz of Maryland gave visitors the chance to explore the farm, witness wheat harvesting, and listen to speakers who specialize in the agriculture industry. The discussion centered around crucial topics like risk management, conservation, pesticide programs, environmental issues, and what happens to wheat when it leaves the farm. Now, one of the foundation's main goals is educating people about wheat and farming, said Bernard Peterson, chairman of the National Wheat Foundation and a Kentucky farmer. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture has announced that 38 meat processors across the state are receiving grants through the 2024 Meat Processor Infrastructure Grant Program. Now in its third year, the program aims to grow Wisconsin's meat industry and improve the long-term viability of the state's livestock industry. The Department of Ag received 70 applications totaling $3 million in grant requests. Now, here in western Wisconsin, Eagles Peak Processing of Mondovi has received a grant to update freezers and a smoker. Meanwhile, the UW River Falls meat plant is also received a grant. They will make investments to increase harvest and processing capacity. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Another quiet day today in our ag weather forecast as we'll have plenty of sunshine with relative humidities in the upper 40s to low 50% range. Then another storm system begins to move in later on tonight and will provide showers and thunderstorms for Friday and Friday night, but things then begin to clear out once again for the weekend. Partly sunny throughout the day today, highs 73 to 78. Relative humidities at 47 to 52%, light winds becoming south at 5 to 8. We'll see about 7 hours of sunshine. Tonight, cloudy, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms developing late. Lows 58 to 63, relative humidities at 87 to 92%. Southeast winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 30. We'll see anywhere from a tenth to two-tenths of an inch of precipitation. For Friday, mostly cloudy, a 90% chance of showers and storms. High 70 to 75. Relative humidities at 73 to 78%, south winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 30, anywhere from 3/10 to a half inch of precipitation expected. For Saturday, becoming partly sunny, highs 75 to 80. Sunday, mostly sunny, highs 70 to 75. Monday, mostly cloudy, a chance of a shower or thunderstorm, highs 70 to 75. Tuesday, partly sunny, another chance of showers and storms, highs 80 to 85. Wednesday, sunshine, a slight chance of a shower or storm, warmer, highs 80 to 85.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
been going out with him. She's been going out with me. Said she'd let us know by tonight which one it would be. So I waited by the phone, but she never called me up. Had to know what was going on. So I drove by her house, and sure enough, that ain't my truck in her drive. Man, this ain't my day tonight. Looks like she's in love and I'm out of love. That ain't my shadow on her wall. Lord, this don't look good at all. That's my girl, my whole world, but that ain't my truck. I pulled over by the curb. I've been sitting here all night, wondering what it was I did so wrong that he did so right. I thought of breaking down the door, but there's nothing left to say. That Chevy 4x4 says it all, sitting in my place. That ain't my truck in her drive. Man, this ain't my day tonight. Looks like she's in love and I'm out of love. That ain't my shadow on her wall. Lord, this don't look good at all. That's my girl, my whole world, but that ain't my truck.
Was a boat stuck in a bottle that never got the chance to touch the sea. Just forgot on the shelf, no wind in the sails, going nowhere with no one but me. I was one in 100 billion, a burnout star in a galaxy. Just lost in the sky, wondering why everyone else shines out for me. But I came to life when I first kissed you. The best me has his arms around you. You make me better than I was before. Thank God I'm yours. I was a worn out set of shoes, wandering the city streets. Another face in the crowd, head looking down, lost in the sound of a lonely melody. Empty pockets and a roulette, always landing on a lost bet. Just live for the spin and hope for the win. Go all in just to lose again. Never got the chance to touch the sea.
For you 24/7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
She's got Brazilian leather boots on the pedal of her German car. Listen to the Beatles singing back in the USSR. Yeah, she's going around the world tonight, but she ain't leaving here. She's just gonna meet her boyfriend down at the street fair. And it's a French kiss, Italian ice, Spanish moss in the moonlight. Just another American Saturday night. There's a big toga party tonight down. They got Canadian bacon on their pizza pie. They got a cooler full of cold Coronas and Amstel Light. It's like we're all living in a big old cup. Just fire up the blender, mix it all up. It's a French kiss, Italian ice, margaritas in the moonlight. Just another Saturday night. You know everywhere has something there, no more. But usually it washes up on our shores. My great, great, great granddaddy stepped off of that ship. I bet he never ever dreamed we'd have. Just another American. And it's just another American.
up in the mountains. He flew up there to paint the world. He says, even though interpretation's what I count on, this little picture to me seems blurred. Hard lines and the shadows come easy. I see it all just as clear as a bell. I just can't seem to set my easel to please me. I paint my heaven, but it looks like hell. Yeah. Your blue might be gray, your less might be more. Your window to the world might be your own front door. And your shiniest day might come in the middle of the night. It's just about right. Down till my picture is perfect and all the wonder's gone from my eyes, down through my hands and onto the canvas. Still like my vision, but still a surprise. Real life, he says, is the hardest impression. It's always moving, so I let it come through. That, my friend, I say, is the glory of true independence. Just do what you do, what you do, what you do. Yeah. Your blue might be gray, your less might be more. Your window to the world might be your own front door. And your shiniest day might come in the middle of the night. It's just about right. My old friend came down from the mountain without even looking. He found a little truth. Now you can go through life with the greatest intentions, but you do what you do, what you just gotta do. Yeah. Your blue might be gray, your less might be more. Your window to the world might be your own front door. And your shiniest day might come in the middle of the night. Your blue might be gray, your less might be more. Your window to the world might be your own front door. And your shiniest day might come in the middle of the night. It's just about right.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
A sack of clothes, free and easy down the road I go. Hanging memories on the highline poles, free and easy down the road I go. Free and easy down the road I go. Up. So I keep rolling like an old banjo. Free and easy down the road I go. Got the sun shining on me like a big spotlight. and easy down the road I go. Can't take it with you when you go. So free and easy down the road I go. Someday I know it's gonna take me home. So free and easy down the road I go. Free and easy down the road I go.
Never before have I settled for seconds.